We welcome you back to the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and time to talk Smyrna baseball. And we have Barry Vetter joining us here from Smyrna High School. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you along with us. Spring is in the air. It's been a beautiful week, great temperatures, and you couldn't ask for a better way to start the baseball season.
No, not at all. We're in the 70 degrees all week long, and as long as we can, you know, stay away from the rain. But you know that cold spell's got to be coming at some point.
Yep, you'll have to bring out the long johns, I guess, at some point soon. Coach, I want to talk a little bit about your schedule that's coming up too, because the Grand Slam Challenge is a big thing that you always put together, and it's going on. It's huge. It's been going on for years. I guess Saturday's the last day.
We use most of the fields in the county. Laverne help host. Riverdale will help host. Oakland and Siegel will help host. I believe Blackman goes West Tennessee or somewhere, but. We have about a 18-team field. All of them are AAA schools, mainly right here in Middle Tennessee. We do have Science Hill coming in from East Tennessee, and we have White Station coming in from West Tennessee. So it's a very competitive field, and I guarantee you four games. Some teams wanted five, and we were able to swing it. So it's a nice little round-robin setup that gets a lot of playing time in a short period of time.
And that's the key before district starts, so you can figure out who's going to play where, I guess.
Yeah, and that's the good thing about our district with this three-game series is last year I had the Grand Slam, only had six games before we played a district game, so you really don't know who belongs on the field and who doesn't, because the state only gives us four scrimmage games. So even with four scrimmage games and, let's say, six regular season, you know, no one's in their prime time mode there where they're swinging the best or throwing the best. So you don't know who to put on the field. This year in our district, we're not playing a district game till first week of April. So I'm going to get almost, if I'm lucky with the weather, 16 games in before we play a district game. So we should be a little further along, and arms are in better shape and timing's better at the plate.
Barry Vetter joining us to talk about Smyrna baseball. After the Grand Slam, you've got the Wilson County Invitational, and is that something that's pretty new?
Yes and no. That they started it back, less than 10 years ago, and it used to be the same weekend as mine. It ran the first weekend, and finally, when we got out of that district and came over to this district, I told him, I said, look, I'll help y'all if y'all help me, and if you'll move yours to the second weekend of the season, that gives us the Grand Slam the first weekend, the Wilson County Invitational the second weekend, and the Warrior Classic the third weekend, and we'll sort of push business their way the second weekend. So right here in Middle Tennessee, between Coach Mester and Coach Purvis, Coach Ford over in Wilson County, we all try to help each other out.
Well, that's a great three-game or three-weekend series that you can play and get in a lot of games, and that's the name of the game, not only for you but for everyone. And this Grand Slam also serves as a way for you to make some money for the program too.
Oh, definitely. With good weather and good crowds, we'll make somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000, and it's just not Smyrna High School. Every school in the county will get their gate and get their concessions. So with good crowds and good weather, then all of us are coming out winners on this, because the kids get to play four or five games, the fans get to see good baseball, and the programs get to make good money to help pay umpires and buy baseballs and improve facilities.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the district. I guess you start off with the Battle of the Berries.
Yeah, and that will be a big series for us, because I think everybody in Middle Tennessee will tell you that Riverdale probably is the team to beat in our district. They've got good arms. They swing good sticks. So starting off with them will be a good test for us, and I hope it'll be a good test for them. So if we play well, you never know what'll happen.
You know, there always seems to be the team to beat. But, Barry, over the past number of years, I guess at least the last two, the district tournament, they've had to play an extra game to decide who the tournament champion is. And it's just been a district where everybody's been very close.
Yeah, our district's very competitive. And with the new regulation on bats, I think it's going to even make it more competitive because the scoring's going to be down, so it's going to come down to pitching and defense, and so the scores will be lower, I think. And so it's going to be more competitive, and with 15-game district schedule, I would be shocked if anybody could walk through this district undefeated and probably lose, I would say, three games.
Well, you know, that helps to make that kind of brings the parity into it, you know. And when you get into a tournament, I know we're talking way down the road, but get into tournament play, that's kind of what you play for in the beginning to get seeding, and then the tournament. So that's really kind of the way you would want it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a tournament sport. Our district does have an automatic bid for the regular season, but you know, that team may or may not be playing their best at the end of the year. So if you can get hot at the end and carry over, and this is a very competitive region too, because you've got Columbia, who has some good arms, and then Tullahoma's got some outstanding arms.
Barry Vetter, our guest, talking about Smyrna Bulldog baseball. Coach, I've also heard your name, and Smyrna High School in the mix here that's going to be competing. Laverne's going to be a better team this year. So I think everybody's got a shot, especially when we start out, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any clear-cut favorite outside of Riverdale. I think everybody else has a legitimate shot. I know Blackman's very good. Coach Revis does a great job at Siegel, and he graduated a bunch of kids, but I know he had a bunch of juniors that are ready to step right in and get their opportunity. I know Laverne only lost a couple of players, so they'll be athletic and very competitive, and they'll be solid from top to bottom. So I think it's going to be a very good district. Coach Hawks does a great job over at Oakland, and he should be young this year, but his young kids can play. So I expect them to be very competitive, and I think it's going to be a great district. I think it's going to be a great race, and I'm kind of excited to see how it's going to come out with the new bats.
You've kind of got some upperclassmen. You've got a really good mix, I guess, majority senior and junior. So that means you've had some years in the trenches.
Yeah, we've had a couple of down years where we just didn't have the talent, and we didn't have the upperclassmen that was ready to step in and play when it was their turn. But now we feel like we do. We're senior, junior heavy. We think we have good arms. We don't have that legitimate shutdown arm, but we feel like we could throw seven or eight guys out there deep and not lose a whole lot from, say, 1-6.
Well, talk to us about anybody who you'd like to mention here in the last couple of minutes that we have to talk to you this morning. Talk about your pitching, your seniors, however you'd like to tackle it.
Well, pitching-wise, we've got Cody Swofford as a senior that is doing well right now. We have Damon Shaw, a left-handed senior that does a good job for us, and Josh Adams is a senior pitcher, third baseman, and those I would probably consider to be our top three, but then we have some good juniors behind them in Zach Bay and Josh Freeman. They can throw it and run it up there pretty good, and then we've got Connor Boyd and Jordan Johnson that can give us some innings there, and then we've got a couple of guys that we feel like we could put out there in certain situations, lefty-lefty or righty-righty matchups, and Chase Murphy and Tyler Gross. So we've got some arms. We feel good about our arms. Defensively, we're good in the outfield. We have good speed. We got Dylan McCreary in left and Anthony Strickland in center. And then we have Austin Barrett and Zach Bay in right, and they can all go get it. On the infield, we have third base, we've got Josh Adams and Daniel Johnson, who's a junior. At short, we've got Josh Freeman and Connor Boyd that are junior, sophomore, respectively, there. And then at second, we have Corey Comer, a senior, and C.J. Jeffries, a sophomore or a junior. And then at first base, Tyler Gross and Jordan Johnson. Probably our best all-around player on any given day is our catcher, Ryan Wolcott, a senior, led the district in home runs last year, can really swing it, and we have a junior in Jeffrey Weaver behind him. So we feel like we have depth at every position. We feel like we have some leadership. Somebody's got to step up and take that role, but we feel like we're pretty good and we have experience.
You even sound very, very optimistic. You know, the season underway, and I can tell kind of a different sound in your voice. You're pretty enthused and ready to go to war.
Well, we think so. We're not quite ready where we want to be. We're still treating our first couple of games almost like scrimmage games and playing a lot of kids because I want to use this first 2 weeks anyway to sort of narrow down who should and who should not be on the field come district time. But, no, I like this group. I think it's the best group that I've had since 07, the year I went to the state. We just don't have that legitimate shutdown arm that you got to have. But we feel like we have depth, and we feel like we have speed, and we swing the bat pretty well. I think we have a chance to do some damage and hopefully get out of the district and move on to the region.
Well, Barry, we look forward to following the purple and gold this year, and good luck. We'll talk to you at the ballpark here real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Barry Vetter joining us here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We always enjoy having Barry on with us, and we'll be right back. More conversation here on the Coach's Show from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant coming up on WGNS.